This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy Father's Day, you real men, you conservative men. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You represent the only real men in the world. Oh, yeah, that's going to trigger a few lefties, but don't worry about it. They can't do anything about it. They're a bunch of weak-kneed sissies. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Father's Day, folks, is a day that leftists fight to remove from American culture like statues of Confederate generals. They don't like that you are a good father, that you represent manhood in all its finest, in its splendor. People like you and me, you guys that listen to this program, the women who support you, who honored you on that day. And for you guys that aren't fathers yet, don't worry about it. You're coming. You're going to be there. For those of you who may not be able to have children of your own, but you've taken care of other kids or you've mentored or whatever, you too are like fathers. Trust me when I tell you this. My father was a deadbeat. My bio father. He didn't even know how to be a good father. I can't even blame him completely because he grew up completely dysfunctional. But in the end, he was not a good father. But I got raised by a man by the name of Tommy Franklin, who dated my mom for a bit, married her. She died. Then I went to live with my grandparents who adopted me and my step-grandfather, the only grandfather I ever knew because my bio-grandfather was not with the family. My step-grandfather raised me. And he did the very best that he could. And he was my surrogate father. I didn't know anything else. He was the father that I learned from on a day-to-day basis. Took me fishing, took me hunting. Taught me life, things that I learned not to do because of him, things I learned to do because of him, and you need both lessons. But that's who raised me. I honor my stepfathers. You guys that don't have your own biological kids, trust me when I tell you, you are important. You conservative men who are imprinting on these young women, you are important. Be glad you are in their lives and not some leftist clown who wants to raise them the way that the left want to raise kids, as a bunch of strippers and pimps and prostitutes. That's what they create, a bunch of takers, people that feel beholden like something is supposed to be given to them. Be glad you exist, men. You are the only real men out there. And if the left have their way, they see no use for you. They would replace you with government. They would replace you with lesbians. They would replace you with boy toys. People that wouldn't know how to parent a child if they had a manual and Dr. Shockley right there with them. What's that doctor that did all the children's books? I forget his name. Probably the wrong white boy. But y'all know who I'm talking about. The left don't have a sense to be ashamed of themselves of what they've done to ruin children in this country and to ruin children around the world. Children that have no respect for adults, children that have no respect for history, children that have no respect for propriety, children that have no respect for authority. They don't know, they wouldn't even know how to be good citizens of the world. Be glad you exist as a real man. That's what I am. I make no bones about it. I bathe in toxic masculinity. I'm happy for it. In fact, I'm a masculinist. I don't know if that word exists, but if there's a feminist, I'm a masculist. Is that the right way to put it? Make up whatever you want. But understand this, I am proud of my manhood. And that one too. While we're on the subject, leftist clowns preach of toxic masculinity as they vomit feminine toxicity like bulimic runway models. And I welcome you to the show. This is Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I want to make sure you understand who's talking here. Not a puppet of Fox News, not a puppet of the left-wing media, not a puppet of anybody. Just a person who understands the world from having lived in it. And I won't succumb to the natural tendencies of the politically correct society and all this nonsense to say, I'm going to behave this way or that way. No, I'm going to behave the way I know my natural instinct is to be. And nobody's going to squash it out of me. KJRadio.com. Imagine life in the contradiction of leftism, folks, having to say Happy Father's Day to some dude. Because you can't respect your father when you've been taught toxic masculinity, when you've been taught that men are a product of rape culture and all this other stuff. How do you face your father when that is the ideology that you possess, that you espouse? What kind of man raises such lunatics? Oh, look, I get it. Even the staunchest conservative family can lose a child to the dark side. That's why I tell you, remain vigilant, because it can and it does happen to good families like us, to good fathers like me and the other thousands, maybe millions of men who listen to this program. But for the most part, we conservative men know how to keep our kids on the straight and narrow. And I do mean straight. As in non-LGBT. Yeah, because let me tell you, the average dude does not want his child to be gay, but if it is, it's okay. But if you don't want it, I'll say it for you. You don't have to say it. That's why I'm here. That's why you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. You want somebody that will speak for you and will do it unapologetically. So I'm happy to do that for you. You're welcome. Remain vigilant. Let me ask you, what if Barack Obama was your father? Would you be proud of that? What if, just out of curiosity, Bill Clinton was your father? Would you be proud of that? What if Rosie O'Donnell was your daddy? Huh? Oh, yeah, he went there. George Clooney. Robert De Niro. Rob Reiner. What if they were your father? We got a lot to discuss today. But I just want to give a shout out to you cool cats. You conservative cats. You don't get enough credit. Yeah, they want to demonize you. They want to make you feel little. You know what I'm so proud of you, conservative men, for doing? For not succumbing. For not saying, oh, well, Kevin, man, I don't know, Happy Father's Day. You take that day. I know it was happening the other day, but you suck it in. Grab your naughty bits with both hands and go, yeah, leftists, take that. Because you are special. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. I want to say to all my buddies out there, my toxically masculine conservative men, Happy Father's Day. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Real truth is what we're talking about here, and I'm going to give you some real truth. Candace Owens tweeted something along the lines of, black people are the most prejudiced people, the most, racist people on the planet, or whatever, and I was like, welcome to what I've been saying for 10 years. This is what I don't have a problem with Candace per se, but I have a problem because there's nothing new that's going to come out of this girl's mouth that I'm going to go, whoa, that was profound. Now, that's not a jealousy thing. That's just, I'm a lot older. I've lived a lot more life. I've been a conservative my whole life, not in the last 2 years. And all these new revelations that are coming to her are like, what? You're shocked? I'm not shocked at all. I know black people are the most racist people. Oh, bit the inside of my cheek. That hurt. Are the most racist people in America. They've been taught how to be racist by Democrats. They don't even care. They do it openly. But they do worse than that. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, Kevin Jackson. This story about this guy getting killed in Memphis, Tennessee. Have you heard this story? Yep. It's a crazy story. Here's the thing that gets me. Leftist blacks accuse conservatives of being sellouts. They say We're not down for the cause. I actually had a black dude tell me, man, Kev, it don't matter when things go wrong in the black community. We're not supposed to let people know what's going on. You know, like the black-on-black crime. We were talking about black-on-black crime. You can't be letting white people know about the black-on-black crime. Really? You don't think they know? You think it's a secret, right? So I'm spilling the beans. I was like, man, you know, I hate to tell you what I told him, but it was like, go have sex with yourselves, strong memo to follow. Because you don't tell me what I can't say about the black community. You want to be part of the black community. You want to be down, man, right? I want to be down. But you don't want to recognize the dirty, which is what we call the dirty. The fact that we're raping and killing and robbing from each other in massive numbers. We don't like to see other blacks be successful. I mean, of any other culture. We're the worst. We don't look at Barack Obama. Here's a perfect example. Barack Obama makes it to the pinnacle of blackness, if you will. And what do black people come out feeling less than what they did when they went in? Before that red crazy butt Negro got into office, they feel less than what they did. Barack Obama gets elected. All the crazy white people that voted for him are like, man, black people got to feel good to go. Black president. Black people, the first thing that, I'm talking about leftists, the first thing out of their mouths were, oh, man, well, this don't stop with all what we need, our reparations and all. We don't stop about all the racism and all this other stuff. Okay, great. So it didn't stop all that. Barack Obama served for 8 years. What did you get? Did you get criminal justice reform? No. You know who gave you that? The white man. White Republican president. I wrote a piece that said America needs a white Republican president, and here's why. He's accountable. Barack Obama has been gone from office. Blacks have had plenty of time to analyze what he did for blacks. Tell me what he did. Are there more black billionaires, millionaires, multimillionaires, business owners, homeowners, you name it? Or did the black condition improve under that baby black Jesus, sorry but Negro, or did it not? Let me give you your answer. It did not. The blacks want you to be down. Be down. Don't, Kevin, why are you going to be down on Obama just because he didn't accomplish nothing? They don't. That's just giving them white folks a reason to keep dogging a brother out. Yeah, Because I get it. They don't know it. They don't know that their portfolios were faked, right? That the money in their bank account was a lot less. Because they even though their stock market went up a little bit, it was fictitious money. They don't know that. Let me tell you, white people held their own during the time of Obama. You know who floundered during the time of Obama? Black folks. Black unemployment was still at record high numbers. You know who got black unemployment to the lowest level in history? A white Republican president. Yeah. He addressed, Donald Trump in 3 years has addressed practically every, if you didn't know it, you would think that Donald Trump was a black president, and he was, because the things that he's addressing, you would think that he was a black president, and somebody was whispering in his ear, man, you got to take care of the brothers, man. He's like, I'm on it, man. I'm all over it. I'm going to bring them three boys back from China. Them three black dudes that were stealing, whatever, two or three. I'm going to bring them back. I'm going to let brothers and sisters out of prison who didn't deserve it. I'm going to start the First Step Act to get brothers out of prison. Rip my cheek again. Get brothers out of prison and get them back in society. Then I'm going to give the second chance legislation. I'm going to start working with corporate America to get these brothers back employed. I'm going to start strengthening the black family, getting them jobs, getting them opportunity zones in black communities. And you would think Donald Trump was freaking James Brown singing, living in America, ba-ba-ba-da-da. Black people, get you some. Better get some now, baby. Yeah. But Barack Obama was the one who accomplished none of that on behalf of blacks. But we're supposed to be down. Down for the cause. That's code, by the way. For whatever blacks do, good or bad, you must support them. Kevin, you can't be letting them white people know that Barack Obama was a failure. Oh, yeah, because they'll never know it. If I don't say it, they would never guess it. They're too stupid. White people is too stupid to know black Obama was a failure. Anyway, if a black man commits heinous crimes, in the black community against black people. You know what they tell us to do? Ignore it. Kevin, when you in media, this is what dudes wrote to me. And I'd be talking about crime in the hood. Kevin, man, it's cold, man, that you would go talk about all the black on black crime. White people kill each other in mass numbers. And I say, look, don't get me into statistics. I understand white people kill more white people than anybody else. Asians and so on, because that's who they're around. But we still kill each other more than they do. And per capita, we kill more of them than they kill of us. And I could go on. The statistics don't bear anything you say out. Yeah, man, but you on there, Uncle Tom, and stepping and fetching and telling people the real statistics. Oh, you mean telling people the truth. Right, because it's supposed to be a secret, right? Nobody's supposed to know. See, that's the definition of a sellout, a coon, a fetch and step it. Especially when they call me a coon butt negro and I cleaned it up. But that's what they call you when you don't toe the line. Well, I've never toed the line. I remember being a kid going, I'm not going to be that dude. If I feel a particular way, I'm going to say it. And that's what I do. I told you guys when I was in the airport, some dude comes up to me, that Donald Trump. I said, man, I like Donald Trump. Why are you being racist? Donald Trump's done more for black people than any president outside of Lincoln. So don't come talking to me about Donald Trump. You racist? Got him walked away. Yeah, don't come at me the wrong way. Anyway, all that to set up what happened in Memphis with a thug and how black folks have got this idea that if we got to support the worst of the worst of us as if it's some kind of badge of honor. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Egypt State TV says the country's ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, has collapsed during a court session and died. The 67-year-old was attending a court session Monday in his trial on espionage charges when he blacked out and then died. Mexico is stepping up its efforts to control the flow of migrants to the U.S.-Mexico border, announcing they're sending troops to their southern border. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says Democrats have not done much to help the president when it comes to the border.
I think they're suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. You know, whatever he's for, they are reflexively against. But this is humanitarian. This is not, you know, we want to build a wall. We think the president's made a good case for that. That's not what this is about. This is just the humanitarian part of the problem on our side, obviously, of the border.
McConnell was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Shh, it's a secret. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. It is a secret in the black community that black people commit crimes in disproportionate numbers. The cops show up in the black communities in disproportionate numbers, not because cops like hanging out in black communities, because they don't. Cops show up in black communities in disproportionate numbers because of the disproportionate crime. Now, as I've said it many times, there's nothing in the DNA of a black person that says you're going to commit any more crime than anybody else. Nothing. The only thing that determines how much crime you're going to commit are your circumstances and the culture that you live in. And the culture that black people live in is a culture of idiocy and rationalization of anything that happens in the black community. Michael Brown Jr. was a thug who got himself killed. But in the black community, he's a hero. Because Democrats have black folks so warped, they don't know how to think for themselves. I'm talking about leftists. I'm not talking about black people like myself. And that isn't me removing myself from black culture, because I understand black culture as well as any other black person on the planet. And I happen to be just as black. I mean, not technically. I mean, I'm 79% black according to my DNA. But that's enough. I'm full-blown brother. Little street hoodlum that grew up, could have easily gone the thug way. And believe me, thug exists in me. If you don't believe that, then get in my face and find out. The thug exists. Yeah. I tell many people, I didn't train to fight all my life so I could not run my mouth. I run my mouth for that reason. I want people to understand you, that is your only right. And you got to get rid of the fear of being able to express who you are. That's the one thing that eats at your soul. Yeah, people threaten me, Kevin, I'll do that to you. I'm like, man, let me tell you something. You might very well, we might go at it, and you might very well kill me. But I'll go to my grave people knowing that dude fought. And I promise you, your life will change forever. Yeah, it'll change. I don't care how bad you are. Your life is going to change forever. I'm going to do something to your body that's going to make you go, oh, that's going to leave a mark. Yeah. I'm not going to be silenced. And the reason why I'm so adamant about it, and I tell people, you can't worry about what your life is if you're not living it to the fullest. If you go, well, I want to survive. I want to be able to do this or that or whatever. Okay, great. You want to toe the line. You want to capitulate. Give in. Go for it. I'm not even going to moralize. I understand it. I understand the life of a coward. I do. I've seen them. Witnessed it with my own eyes multiple times. So, I get it. You want to be a coward? Be a coward. It's okay. But I'm not going to be one. I'm going to always stand up for what's right. And I don't care what the circumstances are. I will stand up for what's right. Anyway, black man commits a heinous crime, even against other blacks, it's okay. But this story I'm about to relate to you, I don't even know the color of the victim. I do know the color of the perp. Police shot and killed this man, black thug in Memphis. And when they did, the support for this thug rolled in like a tsunami in an earthquake. Predictable, too. Police shot and killed this black man named Brandon Weber, despite the fact that Brandon Weber deserved, and I will repeat that, deserved to be shot and killed. Black people found the need to riot in Memphis, Tennessee. I got asked about it on a radio show, and I said, there is no riot over a thug that is based on the thug. No. The riot of black people in Memphis, Tennessee had to do with Democrats and the fact that black people know rioting gets attention, and that's what Democrats want to do. There's nothing about this story that points at bad cops, bad policing, anything of the sort. So what could it possibly be? In a word, and I talked about this a little bit the other day, money. That's all it is. I talked about the Russian collusion theory has nothing to do with the Democrats believing Donald Trump is guilty of any crime. Zero. The Russian collusion theory is about one thing. Democrats need something to fundraise on. That's it. Look beyond the nonsense. Brandon Weber, the new poster child for all thing evil with police. So what happened for this guy to get himself killed? Weber responded to a Facebook ad put out by the victim who wanted to sell his car. The two met, went for a test drive on the vehicle on Monday, June the 3rd. And as the victim stepped out of the car, Weber shot him 5 times before driving away in the now stolen car. This is the man that black pimps have got people riding over. That when I talk about black pimps, I'm not talking about just black people. I'm talking about people like Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Oh, they are the blackest of the black pimps. They got black folks riding over Brandon Weber, who shot a dude who wanted to sell his car after they took a test drive. The victim, thank God, is alive and in the hospital. Now, do you think these Democrat-trained Negroes care one iota for the innocent victim who wanted only to sell his car and got shot by a thug? The people that are riding on behalf of this thug, Brandon Weber, probably don't know. I'm not going to investigate who the guy was. Was he white? Was he black? Was he Hispanic? Was he Asian? Does it matter? The guy went to sell his car, and a thug test drove him out to somewhere where he could shoot him 5 times to leave him for dead. By the way, dude had a partner. Brandon had a partner, another black dude who's going to eventually get found, and he too will be in prison. Well, that Brandon's dead, but I'm saying that guy's going to be in prison with other black folks. Weber needed the car more than the actual owner, right, leftist? Huh? Is that what the excuse is? Well, Kevin, he didn't have no daddy, and he didn't have no car. He couldn't go to work, man, unless he got a car. Yeah. Anyway, the police got involved. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is the cops didn't randomly select Weber. They weren't sitting around at a freaking Dunkin' Donuts going, you know what? Let's go find this dude named Brandon Weber and harass him. Any more than they did with Michael Brown Jr. Federal Fugitive Task Force was seeking Weber in Memphis on multiple arrest warrants related to his alleged involvement in the shooting. Weber reportedly crashed his vehicle into police cars 2 days after the shooting, starting an altercation that would result in his death. So in other words, when police closed in on a man that was guilty of theft and attempted murder who rammed their cars, Weber decided to fight. He didn't give up. He didn't say, you know what, guys, you got me. Here you go. Put on the handcuffs and let's just go off. No, he fought. But because the police shot the guy, there are riots across Memphis. And in this melee, 36 police officers have been hurt. 6 of whom have been hospitalized. all because a thug tricked somebody into selling his car on Facebook, he was going to buy his car on Facebook. Now, here's the problem I have with this mostly. That's something a lot of people can do innocently. Have you ever listed something on Facebook or on, you know, Craigslist or some periodical where people come by to buy your stuff? Because I've done it. And let me tell you what happens now because of leftists. Here's the world that you live in. I sold something at my house in St. Louis a couple years ago. So, Melissa says, there's a person coming by to buy this thing from the house. Can you be there? Yeah. I was there for protection. Yeah. To make sure that nothing was going to go down. That's why I was there. Now, let me tell you, the person who showed up brought somebody. You want to know why? For protection. Had to make sure that this transaction was going to go down the right way. Just to go sell your old sofa or some, old, in my case, it was a TV I was getting, for 40 or 50 bucks to exchange hands, you'd think we were doing a drug deal. You know, everybody's got their muscle. That's the way it is now. You want to know why? Because of Democrats. Now, let me tell you how it works in rural America. People show up, hey, Bill, you still got that old such and such out there at the farm? I do. You know, or they put an ad in the little circular newspaper. Listen, I was calling about that thing you got at the farm. Yeah, no problem. Oh, where you want to meet? Well, I'll meet you over at such and such. We'll meet on the highway. All right, sounds good. You go over there, you meet, you pull it out of the pickup, look at it. Okay, great. Here's your $20. Thank you, man. It's good to meet you. How are the kids? Whatever. They may know you, they may not know you. It doesn't matter. As black leftists, let me ask you, what the heck is wrong with you clowns? What's wrong with you? Who stands up for a thug like this? It goes beyond reason and logic into some obscene place that I don't know where it goes. Congratulate yourselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Is this the winning ticket for Joe Biden? Go toe-to-toe, blow for blow.
Look, I think so. And I think the best thing that's happened, one of the very good things that's happened to Joe Biden since launching this campaign, is that Trump is obsessed with him. Trump keeps insulting him, keeps testing nicknames. None of them quite stick. And so Trump has effectively made this into a general election campaign already with Joe Biden. He's pretty much ignoring the rest of the field and is laser focused and obsessed, clinically obsessed with Joe Biden. That's a great favor he's doing to Joe Biden.
Well, let's look at why he might be like that. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look where Joe Biden is with the other Democrats. Quinnipiac came out with a couple of polls here that we're going to use. 30-19. Is that lower? Yes. But Biden had to come down because he's up largely because of name recognition, and the field is going to have to catch him to a certain degree. How much? We'll see. But the number, Cenk, against Trump is probably what has Trump trying to go after him. 53-40. Nobody beats him like that in the rest of the field. But is this the way that he courts that left during the primary process, that he lets everybody know, Cenk, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be a battle to the bottom. Yeah, so I agree with Anna that Trump is doing Biden a huge favor by attacking him, and that makes even people like me who are progressive rally to Biden's defense. But overall, I don't think that Biden is the better candidate against Trump, because he's doing the same mistake that Hillary Clinton did. He's saying Trump's a bad guy, but we all know he's a bad guy. For the right wing, that's not the bug, that's the feature. No, you have to attack him on things that worked for him in 2016, being in favor of the average American worker, which he's not. He's a normal, lying, sniveling politician, and a progressive can make that case, because we're for higher wages, we're for getting health care for your families, we're for substantive policy positions that are going to actually help your family in Michigan, Pennsylvania, etc. And what does Biden largely say? He does safe attacks against Trump. He's against what Trump said in Charlottesville. Well, of course, we're all against that. But he doesn't attack him on policy positions, and he doesn't attack him where it hurts, on how weak he is. And I think we need a stronger fighter to make bring that message home. We don't want to make the same mistake we did in 2016, right. And he is very similar to Hillary Clinton.
By the way, welcome back, everybody. So we played a montage of when Trump was winning in the election, and that guy Sink, whatever, Yerger or whatever it is, I don't know, who the Young Turks, he was the one cursing all the way through it, because he was the one who was so dead set that Hillary couldn't lose. I mean, he was jubilant. It was the most fun to watch that guy on election night than anybody. Welcome back. I want to pick this apart for a bit, because it so deserves it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Is this a winning ticket for Biden? And Anna Navarro, who's supposed to be a Republican strategist. I don't even know why they put that under her name. She says Trump is obsessed with Biden. I will ask any of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, do you honestly believe that Trump is obsessed with Biden? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know he's not. Trump is not an obsessive person. I want you to understand what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that a man who has never taken a drink of alcohol or done a drug in his life, who the only obsession that Donald Trump shows is an obsession for business. If you think Donald Trump focuses on any one person, explain to me how many billionaires you know obsess on one person. I'm just saying, I'm going to waste their time. And why would Donald Trump really care? I love how she said none of the nicknames on Biden are sticking. That's hysterical to me. Biden is sleepy, creepy Joe Biden, and he will live with that for the rest of his life, not just through this election cycle. But she went on to say this, and this is where the left is really correct. She said he was clinically obsessed. I want you to understand, you have a person who is a pundit who comes on TV to give you a decent analysis of what's going on, and you bring him on MSNBC or whatever show that was. I believe it was MSNBC. And they tell you, outside of their area of expertise, that a man is clinically obsessed with a loser, a soon-to-be three-time presidential loser. Then, what was funny, I think, was it Tapper? No, it wasn't. I think it was MSNBC. Anyway, the moderator, no, was it Chuck Todd? Who cares? He goes on to say this, well, Biden is leading everybody 30-19, meaning Biden is at 30, Sanders is at 19, and everybody else is not even really in the race. And then he says this, which I find very interesting. He says, that is lower, but he rationalizes it by saying, but Biden had to come down. No, he didn't. I want you to remember Donald Trump during the presidency. The presidential race of 2016. Donald Trump was polling, say, 20%. I don't remember the specific numbers. He'd go to 22. He'd go to 23. He'd go to 24. And he crept up. And then he got to, like, 28 or so. And they, and keep in mind, there's 17 total candidates, and they're all in the, you know, 2, 3 to 7, 8, 10%. But Trump is steadily growing. And then a couple of people would fall out, and people would go, well, where are those folks going to go? And they go, not to Trump. And then Trump would jump 2 points. I can't recall Donald Trump dropping of any significant number. He steadily rose. Biden, they say, they expected to drop. Now, Biden at one point, they said, was so far ahead, the race was over. I believe one poll had Biden in the 40s. And now, he's 30-19. 11 points difference between him and Bernie Sanders, and they're rationalizing it. But they want you to believe that Donald Trump is afraid. And here's what they use. They said, well, when you go head-to-head, Biden is 53-40 against Trump. Now, I'm going to ask you again, the audience of Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show, do you believe that Joe Biden is 53% versus 40 for Trump across the nation? I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that's absolute nonsense. I don't believe Biden could get those numbers in his hometown. I believe if you flipped it and added 3 or 4 points to Trump, you'd have a more realistic assessment. Now, there was a poll that came out recently. You'll love this. They found out that the pollsters were polling 46% or 44% black folks and 60%, well, it was, maybe it was more than that, I can't remember. But it was a big number of Democrats. So not only were they favoring blacks, who, you know, historically wouldn't be voting Republican and you would believe wouldn't vote for Trump, they were favoring Democrats heavily. And that was based, that was what the polling was based on. I don't know the numbers. You can go look it up. Just pull up weird polling, fraudulent polling, or, you know, skewed polling. It'll come up. Now, I've already told you guys, I don't care about polling. I watched what happened with Hillary Clinton. I called it then. I'm calling it now. The polling is wholly unnecessary because we know what the real deal is. They go on to say this. This is when Sink comes in. He says, I don't think that Biden is the better candidate against Trump. Now, I want you to understand what's happened. They've had a complete discussion. The girl says Trump is obsessed with Biden. The moderator comes in and says Biden is leading all the Democrats. He's leading Trump 53-40. He asks another hardcore lefty knucklehead lunatic, what do you think? And the guy goes, well, I don't believe that Biden's the better candidate against Trump. What did he just, what was all the setup for? See, that was the first little morsel of truth in that entire discussion. The guy admitted it. He says that Donald Trump needs to be attacked for his what he does to the workers. I want you to understand how feeble this is going to play. Donald Trump should be attacked because workers have gotten higher wages, they've gotten bonuses, they've got job mobility, they've got better job prospects and all that, and he thinks that that's gonna, they're going to attack Donald Trump over that. That's how crazy things have become for the leftists. Anyway, short break. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.